You've no doubt heard of and maybe even taken a stroll through New York Central Park. It was Olmsted who created that 800-plus acres of sprawling urban backyard. But Olmsted didn't just carve out a magnificent green space. He also carved out a reputation for himself and a demand for his designs for parks all over the country. Olmsted's green thumbprint can be found all the way from Boston's Emerald Necklace to Yosemite National Park. Brian Dold is a landscape architect from Buffalo, New York. He says even his profession is an Olmsted creation.
Came up with the term landscape architecture and really brought it to a scale where could do these major projects. So he sort of grew from getting work, and you know, the profession sort of took off from there.
And Dold has plenty of work to do in Buffalo. There he's maintaining Olmsted's first and one of his largest integrated park systems. Last October, a surprise snowstorm dumped 2 feet of heavy snow on the still leaf-covered boughs of Olmsted's majestic trees. Many of them splintered under the weight, leaving an amputated landscape. 90% of the trees were damaged, and hundreds were lost. But devoted park lovers are volunteering to help the nonprofit conservancy plant new trees throughout the 6 parks and parkways.
That's a lot of work.
Watch out. You don't want to send it.
John Penfold even climbs up on top of the shoulders of some other volunteers to unlash the branches of a newly planted maple. Penfold says they're willing to do whatever it takes to save the parks.
When the storm hit, kind of saw the trees fall. So I think it brought the community together, realized that we have these trees and we need them.
But before the storm hit, the park system was already in crisis. American elm disease swept through, killing the stately trees, and then the city cut money for maintenance. But now the nonprofit conservancy has come up with a 20-year master plan to restore the Olmsted Park system. Executive Director Jonathan Hollifield says they have their work cut out for them.
This system at one time was home to about 40,000 trees. 40,000. We're down to about 12,000. So we have a long way to go to truly recapture the Olmstedian glory.
The sense of urgency is helping the conservancy to raise the money and the muscle that it needs to fully restore Olmsted's vision. The vision part is where landscape architect Brian Dold comes in. Dold pored over Olmsted's plans and he consulted with other conservancies. It's his job to make sure that the system returns to the naturalistic setting Olmsted intended.
He really tried to make it look like it had naturally occurred. He used large open meadows and dense woodlands and, you know, pathways through there, sort of meandering through, sort of creating that Olmstedian landscape that looks like it could have been there from the beginning of time.
But Olmsted's plan will get tweaked a bit. Dold says Olmsted had some experiments that didn't work out so well. Over time, the Norway maples and the common buckthorn trees pretty much took over. Dold says they won't repeat the mistake.
We're not planting any of those, trees that aren't zone hardy and trees that are put on invasive species lists. Those are pretty much eliminated from, anything we would ever do in these parks, and we're actually physically removing many of them.
Instead, Dold says they'll plant native species. Lots of sugar and red maples, service berries, eastern redbuds, and others. 28,000 trees over the next 20 years. Executive Director Jonathan Hollifield believes the new plan would meet Olmsted's approval.
He would be pretty happy, and particularly when you look out there and you see the diversity of use in the park, the volunteer element that we have, that's what Olmsted was about, democratic, egalitarian use, and that certainly is representative today.
So if you happen to be in a Buffalo Olmsted park this summer, be sure to bring a picnic basket and a blanket, or maybe a shovel and some tree stakes. For the Environment Report, I'm Joyce Kryzak.